Brent Neuberger, Senior Technical Sales Manager for FMC. I live in West Des Moines, Iowa, and cover Iowa and southeast Minnesota.
All right, great. So one of the things we're going to talk about, first of all, is Authority herbicides and fall applications. And we are rapidly approaching fall. So what should growers be doing this fall to prepare for next spring planting?
Well, I think the first thing that growers should really evaluate is their weed control program that they just had this past year and look at, come harvest, you know, are they dealing with any escaped weeds that made it through their program so that they can develop a program for next year? You know, and so, it, you know, it's kind of a review before you go forward and see what things can be improved and species that they need to pay more attention to.
So what, as we look at fall preparations, what's the value of using a pre-emergent herbicide?
The value of a pre-emergent, you know, I guess I separate it out into a fall applied program and a spring applied program. A fall applied program using products like Authority XL are really do a very good job on those winter annuals, and particularly, I would say, you know, the Southern Iowa, Missouri, Southern Illinois, those type of geographies where they're starting to deal with probably more mare's tail issues and stuff like that. As we move into the northern part of the geography, Mother Nature has the innate ability to take care of a lot of those winter annuals with cold weather and snow. And so, you know, those northern areas, then we really need to rely on that spring pre-emerge application of Authority products.
So how exactly does Authority in the fall fit into overall year-long weed management approach?
The thing that we're recommending in the fall is, you know, if you do have those winter annuals and species like mare's tail and stuff, a fall application of Authority XL followed that next spring by another application of a Authority-type product. There's a number of different products that they can mix, as long as they don't exceed the maximum use in a season. So generally that fall application is a low rate. It's a product that's going to, you know, an application that's going to take care of the emerged mare's tail and then provide some residual in that fall period. But we're going to have to supplement it in the spring with another application just because our biggest issue that we're dealing in the Midwest in most fields is going to be that amarantha species, whether it's the water hemp or the Palmer pigweed, and because that germinates throughout the summer and germinates later than a lot of weeds, we need that strong pre-emerge product to last as long as possible, and so that's where the spring application does a very good job.
So how can this fall-applied herbicide really help growers deal with the whole weed resistance problem we have?
Well, it's a function of what species they have issues with. If, you know, we're talking to some people that have issues with mare's tail, which there's lots of glyphosate resistance, they're going to need to control that before the spring. That's where a fall application does a very good job, helping keep the mare's tail under control. And then you add in additional residual in the spring. You use overlapping residuals because a lot of the post-emerge products are not working as well, and or because of resistance, not only glyphosate, but other classes and sites of action. So we need to have that soil applied do as much as we can, controlling as many weeds as we can, so that our post-emerge is really, in my mind, just a cleanup, and it helps reduce that selection pressure if we put a good pre-emerge product on.
So then why should growers be looking at weed management as a long-term approach then?
Well, there's been a lot of nice publications that have come out here lately talking about resistance, and particularly there's a chart that's come out that's called Take Action, and it talks about all the different sites of action that we have products in there and even separates out the premixes. And when a person looks at that chart, it really hits home in the fact that the last new site of action that has been discovered was the Class 27 mesotriand product, Callisto, and that was discovered in 1982. And so we haven't had a new site of action discovered since 1982. So we are needing to look at utilizing the products that we have and integrating them, rotating them, using multiple modes of effective sites of action to control things like water hemp, and using all the tools on our toolbox, because if we overuse one or rely too much on one, all of a sudden that product's going to be broke and not work, and so consequently that's not going to be effective going in the future. And if we're not developing new sites of action, it could put some people in a real predicament.
How would you say that growers invest in farming's future by using Authority herbicides?
I think the important thing that is, you know, we've relied, because of the Roundup Ready technology that when it was developed, we've moved a lot of our weed control to that post-emerge segment. And we've really over-utilized the post-emerge products. And not only is glyphosate becoming an issue, but a lot of products that we add into glyphosate to help control are also showing resistance. So now we have species that are two, three, four different sites of action showing resistance. And so we need to move more of our weed control to pre-emerge. The pre-emerges have still done an excellent job. And again, it's the function of it's a resistance management in the fact that we're reducing those weed seeds that will germinate, so we have less selection pressure, that post-emerge product. And I think the thing that a lot of people forget about is that pre-emerge product controls those weeds early that are competing with the crop. And so ultimately, we were going to see better crop yields because we've reduced those weeds that have germinated and competed with the weeds as the crop is just emerging. And so, you know, I think too many times we think totally weed control, but we got to look at the overall picture. And a pre-emerge does a number of things, protects that crop yield, and then also helps in that resistance management. And so that's really where I see us going into the future. Even with the new traits that are coming out, we need to put together a total program and not just think that, ooh, this new trait, I can just use that and that'll take care of everything. Well, it may for 1, 2, 3 years, but pretty soon then that's not going to work, and then what's going to happen?